This podcast episode is for educational and informational purposes only. I am not a doctor, and I am not providing medical advice. Always talk with a qualified healthcare provider before starting, stopping, or changing any supplement, peptide, medication, or training protocol. Never ignore professional medical advice because of something you heard in this podcast. All right, athletes, gym lovers, runners, lifters, fighters, weekend warriors, and everybody who just wants better performance and recovery. Today we are talking about L-carnitine. Specifically, how L-carnitine works, why athletes use it, what it actually does inside the body, what forms matter, what dosing looks like, what benefits are realistic, what benefits are overhyped, and how to stack it intelligently for training, endurance, fat loss, and recovery. Because L-carnitine is one of those supplements that has been around forever, but people still don't fully understand what it does. And I'll be honest, L-carnitine is one of the most misunderstood performance supplements in the fitness world. Some people swear it changed their physique. Some people swear it did absolutely nothing. And both sides might be telling the truth. Because the real answer depends on your training style, your nutrition, your baseline carnitine levels, your age, and whether you're using it in a way that actually makes sense biologically. So, let's break it all down in plain English. First, what is L-carnitine? L-carnitine is a compound made from two amino acids, lysine and methionine. Your body naturally produces it. You also get it from food, especially red meat, dairy, and some fish. If you eat a lot of steak, you are already getting a decent amount of carnitine. If you're vegan or vegetarian, your dietary carnitine intake is usually much lower. Now here is the key thing. L-carnitine is not a stimulant. It is not a pre-workout. It is not a fat burner in the typical sense. And it is not like caffeine where you take it and suddenly feel it. L-carnitine is more like a metabolic support molecule. It works behind the scenes. And the biggest job of carnitine is this. It helps transport fatty acids into the mitochondria. And if you're new to that term, mitochondria are basically the energy factories inside your cells. They are where you convert nutrients into usable energy. So if you want a simple mental picture, imagine your mitochondria are a furnace. Fat is the fuel. But the fat can't get into the furnace without a delivery truck. L-carnitine is part of that delivery system. It helps move long-chain fatty acids into the mitochondria so they can be burned for energy. That process is called beta oxidation. Now, why do athletes care about that? Because if your body can burn fat more efficiently, you may be able to preserve glycogen longer. And glycogen is your stored carbohydrate energy. It's what powers intense workouts. It's what powers sprinting, heavy lifting, explosive sports, and high-intensity intervals. When glycogen runs out, performance drops. That's why marathon runners hit the wall. That's why fighters gas out in later rounds. That's why lifters feel like they lose their pop after long sessions. So the dream scenario for athletes is this. Burn more fat. Save more glycogen. Last longer. Recover faster. And maintain performance deeper into training sessions. That is the theoretical advantage of L-carnitine. But we have to be realistic, because just because something has a role in metabolism does not automatically mean taking it as a supplement makes you a superhuman. So, let's talk about what athletes actually use L-carnitine for. The main reasons athletes use it include improved endurance, improved recovery, better muscle oxygen utilization, potential reduction in muscle soreness, improved fat metabolism, and improved body composition. And there is also another reason athletes use it that doesn't get talked about enough. And that is hormone support. Because carnitine plays a role in sperm quality and testosterone-related functions in men. And it may support androgen receptor density in muscle. That doesn't mean it is a testosterone booster. But it may support performance indirectly in certain populations. Now, let's talk about the different forms. Because if you're an athlete and you're buying carnitine, the form matters. The most common types include L-carnitine tartrate, acetyl-L-carnitine, propionyl-L-carnitine, and glycine-propionyl-L-carnitine. So, what's the difference? L-carnitine tartrate is the one most commonly used for sports performance and recovery. It's often marketed as helping reduce muscle soreness and improve recovery. It's the most common form found in athletic supplements. Acetyl-L-carnitine, also called ALKAR, is more associated with brain benefits, mental focus, mood support, and cognitive performance. It crosses into the brain more easily. So if someone is taking carnitine for mental energy, brain fog, motivation, or cognitive health, acetyl carnitine is usually the one they pick. Propionyl L-carnitine is often used for circulation and blood flow. It's more popular in the cardiovascular health space. It may help with endurance by supporting nitric oxide and blood vessel function. And then there is glycine propionyl L-carnitine, sometimes called GPLC. That one is used in the performance world because it may increase nitric oxide production and improve blood flow and pumps. Some athletes use it specifically for training performance and muscular endurance. So if you're an athlete, the most common and most practical options are L-carnitine tartrate and possibly GPLC, depending on your goals. Now, let's talk about the biggest question everyone asks. Does L-carnitine actually help fat loss? And the honest answer is, it can, but not in the way people think. L-carnitine is not like a fat burner that increases your heart rate. It doesn't magically melt fat while you sleep. What it may do is improve the efficiency of fat metabolism. So over time, it can support better body composition, especially in people who are deficient, older, overweight, or metabolically stressed. But for a lean athlete who already has great mitochondrial function, the results may be subtle. And this is why so many people say it did nothing. Because if you're already training hard, eating clean, and you're young, you may not notice a massive change. But if you are a heavier athlete, a strength athlete trying to cut weight, a fighter trying to lean out, or someone who struggles with energy during cardio, L-carnitine may be more noticeable. Also, if you are doing a lot of endurance work, carnitine can potentially help your body shift toward using fat as fuel. Now here's where things get really interesting. L-carnitine does not absorb very well orally. That's a big issue. Because even if you take 2 grams of oral L-carnitine, only a small percentage is absorbed. And even if it gets absorbed, getting it into muscle tissue is another challenge. Your muscles hold most of your body's carnitine. And muscles do not easily increase their carnitine content unless insulin is elevated. That's right. Insulin. Which means, for oral L-carnitine to be most effective, it often works better when taken with carbohydrates. Because carbs raise insulin, and insulin helps shuttle carnitine into muscle. So ironically, if you're trying to use carnitine for fat burning, but you take it fasted with no carbs, you may actually reduce how much of it gets into the muscle. That doesn't mean fasted is useless. But it does mean that carnitine works differently than most people assume. This is why some protocols suggest taking oral L-carnitine with a meal that contains carbs. Or taking it post-workout with a carb and protein shake. That might help drive it into muscle tissue. Now, let's talk about injectable L-carnitine. Because in the performance and athletic community, injectable L-carnitine has become extremely popular. And the reason is simple. It bypasses the gut. It has higher bioavailability. And athletes report more noticeable effects, such as increased stamina, improved recovery, increased sweating during cardio, increased energy, and sometimes reduced appetite. Now, is that all scientifically proven? Not fully. But anecdotally, a lot of athletes report that injectable L-carnitine feels more effective than oral. Now, I want to be very clear. Injectable supplements come with risks. Sterility matters. Source matters. Dosing matters. And it is not something to play around with casually. But athletes in the real world do use it, and they use it because they feel it works. Now, let's get into what benefits L-carnitine may offer athletes. Benefit number one is improved endurance. This is one of the main reasons runners, cyclists, and combat athletes use it. If you can burn fat more efficiently, you can potentially spare glycogen. And that can improve endurance performance, especially during longer sessions. Benefit number two is improved recovery. L-carnitine may help reduce muscle damage markers after exercise. It may reduce delayed onset muscle soreness, and it may support faster recovery between sessions. That's huge for athletes who train multiple days in a row, or athletes doing two-a-day sessions. Benefit number three is improved blood flow and oxygen delivery. Certain forms of carnitine, especially propionyl versions, may support circulation. Better blood flow can mean better endurance, better pumps, and potentially better recovery. Benefit number four is improved mitochondrial function. Mitochondria are everything in performance. When mitochondria are working well, you have better energy, better stamina, and better metabolic flexibility. Metabolic flexibility means your body can switch between carbs and fat efficiently. Athletes want that because you don't want to rely on only carbs. You want your body to be a hybrid engine, and carnitine supports that metabolic flexibility. Benefit number five is reduced fatigue. Some people report less mental fatigue and less physical fatigue, especially when training in a calorie deficit. This is why carnitine is popular during cutting phases. Because when calories drop, training feels harder. And carnitine may support energy production without being a stimulant. Benefit number six is potential improvement in body composition. Not necessarily pure weight loss, but body composition. Meaning more muscle retention, more efficient fat usage, and better workout performance while dieting. And for athletes, that is often the real goal. Because athletes don't just want to lose weight. They want to lose fat while maintaining strength, speed, and muscle. Now, let's talk about one of the most important things. How does L-carnitine affect performance in strength athletes? Because most people associate it with cardio. But lifters use it too. And the reason lifters like it is because it may help reduce muscle soreness and improve recovery. It may also support androgen receptor activity. Again, not a steroid, but potentially supportive. And there's another reason. Carnitine may help reduce ammonia buildup. When you train intensely, your body produces metabolic waste. That waste contributes to fatigue. Carnitine may help buffer or reduce some of that stress, which could help training capacity. So if you're a bodybuilder, powerlifter, CrossFit athlete, or someone doing high-volume hypertrophy training, carnitine may help you recover faster and tolerate more volume. And volume is one of the main drivers of muscle growth. Now, let's talk about the biggest misunderstanding. People think L-carnitine directly burns fat, but that is not the best way to think about it. It supports the process that allows fat to be burned. But fat burning still depends on energy balance. You still need a calorie deficit to lose fat. You still need training stimulus. You still need protein intake. So if someone takes L-carnitine but eats like garbage, doesn't train hard, and sleeps 4 hours a night, they probably won't see much. But if an athlete is training hard, dialing in nutrition, and using carnitine to support metabolic efficiency, recovery, and endurance, then yes, it can be a useful tool. Now, let's talk about timing. When should athletes take L-carnitine? Oral L-carnitine is often best taken with food, especially with carbohydrates. So a common approach is taking it with breakfast, lunch, or post-workout. Post-workout is popular because you're already in a recovery state and you may be consuming carbs and protein. If you're taking acetyl L-carnitine for mental energy, some people take it in the morning because it can feel slightly stimulating mentally. Not like caffeine, but it can feel like cleaner focus. If you're taking L-carnitine tartrate for recovery, it can be taken pre-workout or post-workout. Some athletes split the dose. If you're using injectable L-carnitine, athletes often take it pre-workout, especially before cardio sessions, because that's when they want the fat metabolism support and endurance. Now, let's talk about dosage. For oral L-carnitine, common doses are around 1,000 milligrams to 3,000 milligrams per day. So that's 1 gram to 3 grams daily. For acetyl L-carnitine, common doses are around 500 milligrams to 2,000 milligrams daily. For L-carnitine tartrate, common doses are around 1 to 2 grams daily. Some athletes go higher, but those are the common ranges. For injectable L-carnitine, dosing varies widely. Many athletes use anywhere from 200 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams per day. Some do it only on training days. Some do it daily. And some do it only pre-cardio. Now again, I am not giving medical advice. I am simply explaining common athlete practices and general ranges. Now, let's talk about side effects. Because L-carnitine is usually well tolerated, but it can have side effects. The most common side effects include nausea, stomach cramps, diarrhea, and a fishy body odor. That fishy smell is real. Some people get it. Some don't. And it's usually from metabolism of carnitine into compounds that can smell strong. Now, there is also a controversial topic with carnitine, and that is TMAO. Some research suggests that L-carnitine can increase a compound called TMAO, which is associated with cardiovascular risk. But the real-world significance is still debated. Because TMAO is influenced by gut bacteria, diet quality, fiber intake, and overall health. And athletes eating clean diets may not have the same risk profile as sedentary people eating processed foods. Still, it's something worth being aware of. This is one reason some people prefer injectable L-carnitine, because it bypasses gut metabolism. But again, injectables have their own risks. So it's a trade-off. Now, let's talk about who benefits most from L-carnitine, because not everyone gets the same results. Athletes who may benefit the most include endurance athletes, people training for marathons or long-distance events, fighters and MMA athletes doing long conditioning sessions, bodybuilders cutting weight, older athletes, people with low red meat intake, and people who feel fatigue during dieting phases. Also, people who have poor recovery, poor sleep, or high training volume may notice more. Now, who may benefit less? Very young athletes with great diets, great sleep, and already strong mitochondrial function may notice less. Also, people expecting an instant stimulant-like effect will likely be disappointed. Because carnitine is not dramatic. It's a supportive tool. It's like upgrading the engine efficiency, not slamming nitrous into the car. Now, let's talk about L-carnitine for athletic performance in specific sports. For runners, L-carnitine may help with endurance and recovery. It may help reduce soreness after long runs. It may also help preserve glycogen. For cyclists, same concept. Long rides are heavily dependent on metabolic efficiency. Carnitine may support fat utilization. For CrossFit athletes, carnitine may help with recovery and high-volume training tolerance. For bodybuilders, carnitine may help preserve muscle during a cut, support energy during low-calorie phases, and improve training endurance. For powerlifters, it may help recovery and reduce soreness, especially when volume is high. For MMA fighters and boxers, it may help endurance and recovery between sessions, especially for athletes who are cutting weight and training multiple times per day. And for team sport athletes like football, basketball, soccer, or hockey, carnitine may help with conditioning and recovery. Now, let's talk about stacking L-carnitine, because athletes rarely take one thing alone. So, what stacks well with L-carnitine? One of the best combos is L-carnitine with CoQ10. CoQ10 supports mitochondrial energy production. Carnitine supports fatty acid transport into mitochondria. So together, they can support energy metabolism. Another good stack is L-carnitine with alpha-lipoic acid. Alpha-lipoic acid supports insulin sensitivity and mitochondrial health. And remember, insulin helps shuttle carnitine into muscle. So in some cases, that stack may make sense. Another common stack is L-carnitine with caffeine. Caffeine increases performance and fat mobilization. Carnitine supports fat usage. This can be a great pre-cardio combination, but it can be intense for some people. Another great stack is L-carnitine with taurine. Taurine supports hydration, electrolyte balance, heart function, and endurance. Carnitine supports fat metabolism. Together, they can be supportive for athletes. Another stack is L-carnitine with creatine. Creatine supports explosive power and strength. Carnitine supports endurance and recovery. This is a well-rounded combination for athletes who want both strength and conditioning. Now, let's talk about L-carnitine and training phases. During a bulking phase, athletes might use carnitine to support recovery and training volume. During a cutting phase, athletes might use carnitine to support energy and fat metabolism. During a cardio-heavy phase, athletes might use it to support endurance. During a deload or injury recovery phase, athletes might use it to support mitochondrial health and recovery. So it's versatile. Now, here is a key point that I want every athlete to understand. L-carnitine is not a replacement for cardio. It is not a replacement for diet. And it is not a replacement for training intensity. But it can make your efforts slightly more efficient. And over weeks and months, those small differences can add up. That is how most performance supplements work. They don't change your life overnight. They change your consistency. They change your ability to show up. They change your recovery. And that changes your results. Now, let's talk about a question athletes ask all the time. Can L-carnitine help with pumps? It can, depending on the form, especially GPLC, because it may support nitric oxide and blood flow. So, if you're a lifter chasing pumps, you might notice better vascularity or endurance in the gym. But again, it's not going to feel like a hardcore nitric oxide booster. It's more subtle. Now, let's talk about L-carnitine and lactic acid. People often say carnitine reduces lactic acid. The truth is, lactic acid is not the enemy. Lactate is part of energy metabolism. But what athletes mean is they want less burn and less fatigue. Carnitine may help reduce the buildup of certain fatigue-related byproducts. And it may improve how your muscles handle intense work. So some athletes report they can push longer before hitting that burning wall. Now, let's talk about L-carnitine and recovery soreness. This is one of the best reasons to use it. Because there is evidence that carnitine supplementation can reduce markers of muscle damage and soreness. Athletes often report less stiffness, less next day pain, and faster bounce back. And if you train hard, you know that recovery is the difference between progress and burnout. Because anyone can destroy themselves in the gym. But the athletes who win are the ones who can recover and do it again tomorrow. Now, let's talk about real expectations. If you start taking L-carnitine today, what should you expect? If you're taking oral L-carnitine, you might not feel anything at first. Some people notice a slight increase in endurance. Some notice slightly better recovery. But the biggest changes are often seen after consistent use for several weeks, especially when paired with training and good nutrition. If you're using injectable L-carnitine, athletes often report they feel it faster. Sometimes within days. More sweating during cardio. More stamina. Better workouts. But again, those are anecdotal reports, not guaranteed effects. So what should you expect? You should expect subtle improvement. Better recovery. Better endurance. Better ability to maintain training intensity. And potentially better body composition over time. Now, let's talk about diet and L-carnitine, because this matters a lot. If your diet is extremely low in carbohydrates, carnitine may still help, but muscle uptake might be less. If your diet includes moderate carbs, you may get better uptake. If your diet includes too many carbs and processed foods, you may gain fat, which cancels the benefits. So the best approach is balanced. High protein, moderate carbs, healthy fats. Training hard, and use carnitine as a tool. Now, let's talk about one more major topic. L-carnitine and overtraining. Athletes who train hard can fall into a state where their nervous system is fried. Their mitochondria are stressed. Their recovery is poor. Their sleep is bad. Their performance drops. Carnitine can be supportive here because it supports mitochondrial energy production. But it is not a cure. If you are overtrained, you need rest, sleep, and nutrition. Carnitine can help you recover, but it cannot replace recovery. Now, let's talk about how to choose a quality L-carnitine supplement. If you're buying oral L-carnitine, you want a reputable brand. You want clear labeling. You want to avoid unnecessary fillers. And you want to pay attention to dosage. If you see a supplement that says L-carnitine, but it's only 200 milligrams per serving, that's probably underdosed. Most athletes need at least 1 gram to notice meaningful effects. For acetyl L-carnitine, look for Alcar on the label. For L-carnitine tartrate, it should say tartrate. For GPLC, it should specifically say glycine propionyl L-carnitine. Now, if you're an athlete trying to decide which one to pick, here's a simple breakdown. If your goal is recovery and muscle soreness, go with L-carnitine tartrate. If your goal is focus and mental performance, go with acetyl L-carnitine. If your goal is endurance and blood flow, consider propionyl or GPLC. And if you want a general athletic support supplement, L-carnitine tartrate is usually the safest, most common option. Now, let's talk about one of the most interesting benefits athletes report. Better energy, without jitters. That's a big deal. Because caffeine is great, but too much caffeine can cause anxiety, increased heart rate, dehydration, and sleep disruption. Carnitine can support energy metabolism without overstimulating your nervous system. So for athletes who want to train hard but avoid the stimulant crash, carnitine is a great tool. Now, let's talk about women athletes. Because women also use carnitine, and women may benefit from improved fat metabolism and improved endurance. Carnitine can be especially useful during cutting phases, or for women who feel sluggish during calorie deficits. It can also support recovery from intense leg days. And for women doing endurance sports, it may help with stamina. Now, let's talk about older athletes. Because as we age, mitochondrial function tends to decline. Recovery slows down. Fat metabolism becomes less efficient. And endurance can drop. Carnitine supplementation may be more noticeable in older athletes because they have more room for improvement. So if you're an athlete in your 40s, 50s, or beyond, carnitine may be a very smart addition. Now, let's talk about L-carnitine in combat sports. Because fighters are a special breed. They train strength. They train cardio. They train skill.
They spar.
They cut weight. They sweat. They push the body to extremes. And recovery is everything. Carnitine may help fighters maintain endurance, reduce fatigue, and recover between sessions. And during weight cuts, it may help preserve training output while calories are low. Now again, it won't replace electrolytes. It won't replace sleep. It won't replace proper carb timing. But it can support the overall system. Now, let's talk about L-carnitine and hydration. Some athletes feel more sweaty on carnitine, especially injectable. That means hydration matters. If you're training hard and using carnitine, you should be paying attention to sodium, potassium, magnesium, and water intake. Because if you sweat more, you lose more electrolytes. And electrolyte imbalance can destroy performance. So if you add carnitine and suddenly your cardio feels different, make sure you're hydrating correctly. Now, let's talk about myths. Myth number one, L-carnitine melts fat instantly.
No.
It supports fat metabolism, but fat loss still requires a calorie deficit. Myth number two, if you take carnitine, you don't need cardio.
No.
You still need training. Myth number three, if you don't feel carnitine, it isn't working. Not necessarily. Carnitine is subtle. You might notice it more in your recovery or stamina over time. Myth number four. More is always better.
No.
High doses can cause stomach issues and that fishy odor. And you don't need to megadose to get benefits. Now, let's talk about how long athletes should run L-carnitine. Some athletes take it year-round.
Some cycle it.
A common approach is using it during cutting phases or high-volume training phases. Some athletes run it 8 to 12 weeks at a time. Then take a break. Now, is cycling necessary? Not always. But cycling can help you evaluate whether it is truly benefiting you. Because if you take everything all the time, you stop knowing what's actually working. Now, let's talk about what L-carnitine is best paired with in training. If you are doing steady-state cardio, carnitine may help you rely more on fat as fuel. If you are doing high-intensity intervals, carnitine may help with recovery between rounds. If you are lifting heavy, carnitine may help reduce soreness. If you are doing two-a-days, carnitine may help your recovery system keep up. So it fits almost every athlete. But again, results vary. Now I want to give you a simple, practical athlete protocol concept. This is not medical advice. This is just a common strategy athletes use. A performance athlete might take 1 to 2 grams of L-carnitine tartrate daily, usually with food. A cutting athlete might take 1 to 2 grams daily, often post-workout with carbs. A cognitive athlete, like someone doing high-skill sports or tactical training, might take 500 to 1,000 milligrams of acetyl L-carnitine in the morning. An endurance athlete might take 1 to 2 grams daily, split into two doses. One in the morning, one post-workout. And athletes using injectable carnitine often take a pre-workout dose on training days. Now, let's talk about one more important concept. Carnitine is not a magic bullet, but it is a smart tool. And smart athletes build smart stacks. They don't chase hype. They chase consistency. So if you're building an athlete supplement routine, carnitine belongs in the category of foundational metabolic support, not in the category of extreme fat burner. Now, let's talk about the most important takeaway. If you want carnitine to work, you must be training. You must be burning fuel. You must be creating demand for energy. Because carnitine supports energy metabolism. If you're sedentary, there is no demand. If you're an athlete training hard, the demand is high. And that is where carnitine can shine. Now, before we wrap up, let's do a quick recap. L-carnitine is a naturally occurring compound that helps transport fatty acids into mitochondria. Athletes use it to support endurance, recovery, and fat metabolism. It is not a stimulant. It is not an instant fat burner. It is subtle, but can be powerful over time. L-carnitine tartrate is the most common for recovery and performance. Acetyl carnitine is more for brain and focus. Propionyl forms can support circulation and endurance. Oral absorption is limited, and it may work better when taken with carbs due to insulin support. Injectable forms are popular in athlete communities, but carry sterility and safety concerns. Typical oral doses range from 1 to 3 grams daily. Side effects can include stomach issues and fishy odor. And the biggest benefit is often better recovery and improved training consistency. Because if you recover better, you can train harder. If you train harder, you perform better. And if you perform better, you get results. And that is what every athlete wants. Now, one final reminder before we end. This podcast episode is for educational and informational purposes only. I am not a doctor, and I am not providing medical advice. Always talk with a qualified healthcare provider before starting, stopping, or changing any supplement, peptide, medication, or training protocol. All right, my friends, that is the full breakdown on L-carnitine for athletes. If you want more episodes like this, covering performance supplements, peptides, fat loss tools, recovery stacks, and athletic optimization, make sure you stay tuned. And as always, thanks for listening, keep learning, and stay curious.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.